evening, everyone, and welcome back to Kingdom Come, our second series of teachings with me, Jess Priest, and Pastor Fergus Beckham from MMI London. Thank you all so much for joining us again tonight and tuning in to Gospel of Grampian. So last week's episode, if you missed it, is from the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 10 to 14, and how we need to learn to be content with and without, as the Apostle Paul knew so much about. And tonight's message is about how when we pray, God gives us what he knows we need, not what we want. And it's from the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. So without further ado, over to you, Pastor Bellis.
Well, thank you, Jess. It's lovely being together again tonight. And all the listeners that are listening in tonight, you're most welcome, and it's good to be with you once again. Let us just open in a quick word of prayer, and we're going to delve straight into the Word of God tonight. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we have a word. We have something to share with our brothers and sisters, and Lord, that they would be encouraged, challenged, exhorted by the Word of God tonight. So, Father, I thank you for the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, Jess, that's lovely. It's good to be together again. Jess is in a warming up South Africa.
And finally.
It's still lovely summer London. So we're all doing well here. As Jess just shared, I'm talking tonight about my thoughts are not yours. Obviously, I'm talking about God. I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to share with you not to be disappointed when God answers your prayers in his way, Jess, because, you know, we put expectations on God and we expect him to be to conform to our ways and do what we want. It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that with this God. Ask me. I know. I've been around a long time, and I'm a prayer warrior. Jess knows that. I'm a serious prayer man, actually, and I know he always answers me, Jess, as you know, but not in the way sometimes that I want, okay?
Yeah.
So the Word of God says this. Now, I'm reading from the book of Isaiah. I love it. It's known as the Second Bible because it's got the same amount of chapters and the same amount of verses and things like that. It's very, very, very close, okay?
I didn't know that.
I'm reading just from chapter 55, as you just said, just 8 and 9. And I'll share on that just now. This is the Word of God. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. Verse 9 says, for as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. You know, Jess and listeners, we tend to forget when we pray who we're praying to. Now, I know we're praying through the Spirit to the Holy God. I know we're on our knees. I know, Jess, we come humbly, respectfully. You know, it's also okay, by the way, especially when it comes to healing, because there's a lot of sick people out there, Jess, and brothers and sisters that really need a lot of prayer. You come humbly and respectfully, and you can quote one or two scriptures and say, Lord, I'm humbly reminding you what's written in your word, you know. Psalm 103, verse 3, I will forgive you of your iniquities and heal all your diseases. So please, Lord, can you heal Jess of XYZ? Mm-hmm. Okay. And he does heal Jess of XYZ, by the way. But when we come to him for prayers, business, marriage, children, should we move, shouldn't we move, should we stay, should we go, should we buy, should we sell, okay? When he answers us, We, as I said earlier, we come with a certain expectation, and we expect God to answer you in the way you want. Now, Jess and brothers and sisters, and I'm talking to myself as well, by the way. I'm going to use something very simple and something very easy. I want a Mercedes-Benz 280 SE. And the Lord gives us a Ford, brand new, out the box, whatever. But Lord, I wanted a Mercedes-Benz. Why did you want the Mercedes-Benz? Half of it's because of pride, Jess. Because, you know, you can't be seen driving around in a little Ford. But the Lord's given you that Ford. It's affordable, first of all. it's easy to run. Wherever you're living, whether it's South Africa where Jesse is, I'm in London, you're more likely to get hijacked in your fancy 280 SE than driving your little Ford. You hear what I'm saying? So he gives you the Ford, Jess, or me, Fergus, in London, because in London, Jess knows London very well. She's a Londoner. A little Ford is easy to park. A big, massive Merc, you can't get the thing in the parking places. Okay? He knows what we actually need. The people of Israel were foolish to act as if they knew what God was thinking and planning. You know, we can't. And, you know, as I sit here on the Zoom meeting with this young girl, Jess, we can't expect God to fit into our lifestyle, Jess. I really do mean that. And I'm maybe talking to you and me at the moment, but we're talking to thousands of people out on the airwaves. The children of Israel, they wanted God to do what they wanted. And he said, no, it doesn't work like that. I'm the potter. You're the clay. You will get what I give. Okay, so that's what he says here. His knowledge and wisdom are far greater than ours. Now, we can go to doctors now. We'll pick on doctors tonight. Doctors, don't turn off yet. You know, that tumor is inoperable. It can't happen. Nothing can happen there. So you're left to just suffer and go. But we go to Jesus Christ and we call to him, Jess, and he heals us. He dissolves that tumor in your brain or your breast or wherever it's manifested. So the doctors are limited. They're absolutely limited. They do the best they can. And I believe in doctors. Please, I'll say it again. Doctors, I'm not picking on you. But you are not Jehovah Rapha. You are not the healer. You had nothing to do with me being born.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, you had nothing to do when Jess was formed in her mother's womb. That spark that came, which happens, by the way, when a child is born in the womb, is Jesus. So he knows the very hairs of this girl's head and my head. I've still got hair, by the way. Quite blessed. More than any doctor, because he knows the plans he has for us. Okay, so don't be like the children of Israel where, you know, I can see Jess used to be a nanny when she was putting herself through college and she has great experience with children. You know, they want the whole bag of sweeties and they stamp their feet and scream and everything. Can you give it to them? And you give them the whole bag of sweeties. I've had four children just to keep peace. And then an hour later, they're throwing up because they're so sick. Yeah. Instead of having two sweeties and saying, that's it. So that's what the children were like. So his knowledge and wisdom are far greater than man's. We've got to understand. I can't say this because Jess always gives you our website address and where to check in. I want you folks to really make a concerted effort to check in with the message I have for Sunday. This Sunday coming, Jess, I think it will be the 27th, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
28th. That's right. So listen to this message. It's for you. It's important. I'm not going to let any more out. All I know is I've been sitting here at this kitchen table of mine since Tuesday. It's a big message. I think it's 30 minutes, but it's a big message. We are foolish to try and fit God into our mold, to make his plans and purposes conform to ours. Now, that's what I'm saying again, Jess. I'm harping on this. Let's just go to the scripture again. I love it. It says here, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Yes, pray to me. I'll listen to you. But your thoughts are not my thoughts. So get that straight. Okay, that's number one. Nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. His ways are perfect, aren't they? Our ways, little miss. But we'll try. No. His ways, perfect, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts and your thoughts. So as we close now and start to close this particular word, it's not a long word, I want you, brothers and sisters, to keep praying, to keep calling out to the Lord Jesus. And when he answers you, which he will do, Jess. You know that. Every prayer you've ever asked has been answered, hasn't it? Not the way you want it, by the way, but it's answered.
True.
Yeah, we just shared about something that I've been praying about, and I didn't see where that answer came from, but I tell you what, it's the best possible place we can find. So that's going to be really great because it's his ways. Okay. So brothers and sisters, when you pray to the Lord and he answers you, thank him. Because down the road, you're going to sit back and say, wow, thank goodness. Thank goodness.
I've got a hard question, isn't
it? Yeah, go for it.
So it's a hard question, Sash. What would you say to this person? Say, for instance, someone's family member is really ill, is in hospital, and the doctors have said, listen, I don't know. I don't know if there's anything we can do. I don't know, you know, if they can make it, kind of expect the worst. And that family come together and they pray and they pray for healing, for a miracle, and they sadly pass away.
Wow.
And obviously from this message, it's, you know, it becomes so clear and apparent, you know, your way is not the same as his way, and his way is always better. But in that moment, I think many people would agree with me, and I'm fortunate to not yet have experienced such a, you know, extreme. But to those who have, what do you say to them? How do they get to that? How do you answer? How do you get to that understanding?
I hear what you're saying, Jess. This is a question I often get asked by families that have lost a loved one. You know, before we started, Jess and I prayed, and I said, Jess, feel free to ask questions. But my goodness, Jess, it was I didn't see this one coming. But anyway, I'll talk to you later, Jess. Now, Jess, I got an answer for you, obviously.
Yeah.
Always remember this. Okay, we all are due to die once. That's the born again. But that the unbeliever dies twice. Okay, because he goes to hell. Also, my answer to you, Jess, is our days are numbered on earth. God, before you actually got your bum smacked and you cried out and got breath into your lungs, he knew how long you were going to live. Okay, so brothers and sisters, and Jess, very good question. When it is your time, even though you're praying for his healing, and it's your time to go home to the Lord, and he says, I want that child back. Now, a child in his eyes can be your father, Jess, or your granddad. In his eyes, he's a child. He's on loan to this wicked world. I want him back. So he is sovereign, and his will reigns. Okay. What I do prefer to pray for, obviously, is no pain, no suffering till the moment you go. All right? Because that's relevant. So, Jess, it's a difficult one because we are praying for healing. Many are healed, as you know. Many. Ministry, many are healed, but also people pass away. So my answer to that, Jess, if it makes sense to you folks in the spirit, that it is that person's time to die and to go back to be with Jesus, the Spirit, that is. Okay, so that's my answer to you, Jess. So don't be disappointed, because he knows that if that person was going to live another 2 years, we don't know what hell that person would go through before he dies.
Yeah.
So Jesus is saying, okay, let's call it Betty. That's it, Betty. Tomorrow morning at 2 o'clock, you're coming back. Finish. Gone. Okay, so that's my answer to you, Jess. And I hope it makes sense.
It does. Thank you.
Okay.
I know that was hard.
No, thank you for that, Jess. That's good. All right, guys. So I hope you've got that. My thoughts are not yours. My thoughts are not your thoughts. Okay. Keep praying and know that he will answer you, because he says in Jeremiah 33, verse 3, call to me and I will answer you.
Amen.
But he'll answer you with his answer and not yours. He might. Please, whatever Jess has asked for, he might give it to her plus tenfold. You know, that happens too. Don't get me wrong. Don't think I'm being negative here. Just that, you know, because you pray for, you desperately need a really good SUV because you go off-road a lot. You very well give you a lovely Land Cruiser, you know. But he'll give you something that you really can use and need. Okay, so always know that he's got your interests at his heart. Amen. Let us pray.
Amen.
Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you, Lord, for whoever's listening to this program. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your ways are not our ways, your thoughts are not our thoughts. Thank you, Father, that we pray to you and you answer us. And we answer us in the best possible way for our good. We thank you, Lord, for this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Fergus, for that. And thank you to everyone that tuned in tonight. If any of you have any questions or prayer requests, please send them in to our prayer email address, which is mi.londonprayer@gmail.com. And Pastor Fergus would love to hear them and get back to you. So we'll see you all next week. And don't forget to tune in and join us every Wednesday at 8 p.m. And if you miss the Wednesday, it's a repeat on Saturday at the same time. So until then, God bless.
God bless.